union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Welcome. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest this morning is Mr. Lansbury, and we're going to be talking about the Obama health care bill and what it's going to mean to each and every one of you. Mr. Lansbury, are you there? Mr. Lansbury, are you there? Well, I hope that we're hooked up right. I'm going to have to call back in. I'm just not certain. Mr. Lansbury, are you there? This is Dr. Stan here. We had Mr. Lansbury a moment ago, and he must have dropped off. Anyway, we were going to talk about the Obama health care bill, and perhaps we can do that until we can get him on the line. I think this is a very important issue because, of course, President Obama promised the American people there would be no increase in taxes if he became the President of the United States, other than for the very wealthy. He was going to target the very wealthy. That means people who made over $250,000 a year. And so most people said, well, I don't make over $250,000 a year, so that's not going to affect me. But of course, presidents lie. And President Obama lied about so many things, but lied about getting our troops out of the Middle East. He gave the impression he was going to bring our troops home. He was against nation building. He was very critical of George Bush, you know, for wanting to go into Iraq and Afghanistan and didn't feel that it was the purpose of our country to rebuild other nations. But that's exactly what Mr. Obama has done because, of course, he has controlled exactly the same people. We have the elections every 4 years to give the impression that we can change administrations, but the truth of the matter is there is an elite that controls everything. It's called, well, it's manipulated in this country through the Trilateral Commission, but that simply is a front for this Brotherhood of Darkness, this secret occult group that rules the world. And when Mr. Obama said there'd be no new taxes, and he was going to be able to provide everyone with health care, he knew that wasn't true, and it isn't true. There's no way you can massively expand this healthcare system without certainly requiring financial assistance from the people. And so basically you're going to be forced to take out the healthcare insurance whether you want to or not. And of course the government is going to dictate what will be covered, and the government is going to dictate how the doctors will practice, and the government is going to ration health care to the elderly, and of course let the elderly die, because isn't it a lot cheaper to let them die? After all, so much money is spent on the closing days of life, keeping people alive, and they're going to die anyway. We're all going to die. Shouldn't the government determine when they're going to die, and what right do people have who want to live perhaps for 6 months or a year? After all, they're not paying for it, and he who pays the piper calls the tune. So they're going to let grandma die. And they can say, oh, well, you don't want to keep grandma alive when she's suffering so and so much pain. And you'll hear all of these stories. Well, let me tell you, when I was going to medical school, and this would have been back in about 1949, 1950. And I'll never forget, we had our first pathology sessions, and they were talking about cancer. I know I was, how old, 18, 19 years old. I was young. I didn't know much of anything about much of anything. And I'll never forget going up and sort of mystified, talking to the pathologist, putting on the program. And I said to him, what do people with cancer die from? And he looked at me and he said, well, most of them die from morphine intoxication. And I said, morphine intoxication? How do they get morphine intoxication? And he said, well, you give them adequate medication to keep them comfortable, and sometimes why the people have to take so much morphine to relieve their pain that they die of it. In fact, most people do that, and that's how they die. Well, that's how it was 50 years ago. We wouldn't allow that sort of thing today. Oh, no, my goodness. We've got to keep grandma alive at tremendous cost and let her suffer. And, I mean, doctors don't do that sort of thing. And you must understand they're lying to you. And when you see on 60 Minutes these cancer specialists saying, oh, I hate to see my patients suffer, then why aren't they giving them adequate medication to keep them comfortable? And the reason they don't is they want them to suffer so that they can justify bringing in health care, so they can begin to kill off Grammy and anybody else they want to. Well, is Mr. Lansbury on the line?
Good morning, Doctor. It's good to be with you again.
Well, it is good to have you back. And so why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, about your organization, and about what's wrong with the Obama health care plan, other than if you don't, of course, purchase the health care insurance, so they're going to fine you and put you in prison. But go ahead. And if that isn't a tax, I don't know what you'd call it, especially the threat of prison. But go ahead.
Well, certainly, I work for the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. We're a trade organization that oversees a group of non-profit, non-insurance healthcare providers called Healthcare Sharing Ministries. Mm-hmm. These ministries offer a method for families to band together with one another to provide for each other's healthcare expenses without using insurance. And they do that at a fraction of the cost of health insurance. Samaritan Ministries, our largest healthcare sharing ministry, has a monthly share of only $285 for a family of three or more. So we have this opportunity to share one another's healthcare bills without insurance, which is one of the reasons we're so concerned about the health reform. Because of this insurance.
You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. But there are all alternatives to expensive health care insurance. They don't want alternatives. They want to control you and determine who lives and who dies.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, we've got Mr. Lansbury back on, and he represents an alliance of these Christian organizations which certainly offer health care to families at affordable practices. Really, families all get together, and certainly when somebody has a major catastrophic illness, why, they all pitch in and they finance that for him. The process works. James, you tell the people how much to send. How do you do that?
Yeah, we instruct our members where to send their check each month and how much, and the monthly shares vary from one ministry to the others. You know, the largest ministry has a monthly share of $285 for a family of three or more, $120 for a single person.
And all right, now, do you carry some sort of a catastrophe insurance on these people or not?
No, we don't, and many of our members don't as well. We have shared needs up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars among our families, and we certainly believe this to be a viable faith-based model that we're trying to see protected amidst the health reform efforts that are going on right now.
Well, of course, the government doesn't want a reform element. I mean, they want control, and so they certainly aren't in favor of the sort of thing you're doing, are they?
Well, we're certainly not finding the antagonism that I would have feared that we would. We actually have language in the Senate version of the bill that will protect our members from the individual insurance mandate, but not the employer mandate, and so we're still working to try to get that done. So there will be, you know, if the bill passes in its current form in the Senate, that remaining island of freedom for people of faith who want to band together in mechanisms like healthcare sharing ministries.
Well, but how long will they allow that? You know, because once the government has established a principle that they have the right to control, they can always modify the legislation. They can do whatever they want to.
Oh, and they certainly can, and that's why it's still something we need to be concerned about as soon as the government starts stepping into this important area of our lives where we should have freedom of choice in healthcare among all things. You know, I think that there are lots of areas of our life where freedom of choice is important and having that liberty to make our own decisions. But healthcare is one of the most important areas of our lives to have that freedom of choice because it controls our ability to make decisions about our own life and death.
But, of course, they want to control our life and our death. They want, of course, to control what medicines we can buy and to make it difficult to buy certain medications and very easy to buy other medications, a lot of which don't work and do far more harm than good. And of course, they talk about compassion. I think it's all about control. What are your thoughts?
Well, certainly the bill seems to be designed less for controlling costs, which was the original reason that we've been told that health care reform needs to pass now than it is to gain more government regulation into the already overly regulated health care industry. And if we want to see costs go down and quality go up, which I think is a laudable goal, and I think a lot of congressmen, really that is their goal, is to see costs controlled and to see quality go up, then what we really need to do is empower the patient.
Well, how can government possibly increase quality I mean, certainly the only thing they run efficiently is the military, and that's all about killing people and destroying things. But everything else that they're into, certainly, you know, government overruns, government corruption, government inefficiency, regulating the individual. We see what the IRS does. It's supposedly a voluntary system, and yet everything is monitored. They're watching everything we do, all the money we have. They're watching our bank accounts to make sure we're not taking and depositing a great deal of money that we're not paying taxes on. How could they really run efficiently as far as the control of medicine? I mean, certainly we find in the Veterans Administration hospitals, long waits sometimes to get in, shoddy care in many instances. Sometimes it can be good, but sometimes it can be bad. How can we be sure that there's any way to actually cut back the cost of Medicare, which this is really all about, and not ration access to health care?
Well, certainly there's different ways that you can define efficiency, and that's going to be the big bugaboo in this whole reform effort, is you can actually lower costs by controlling who can buy what and by controlling who can sell what, and you can find ways to make that efficient in the aggregate. But for the individual patient, it becomes decidedly less efficient because you can't get access to the kind of care that you need. And so you may have universal insurance coverage, like many of the Western countries do now, but you don't have universal access to healthcare services, at least not within a reasonable amount of time. If you were to compare the rates of preventative care measures of Canada and the United States, the insured person in Canada has the same rate of acquisition of routine maintenance care like mammograms as the uninsured in America. About 64% of women say that they've had a mammogram in Canada in the last 5 years, and about 64% of the uninsured women in the United States say the same thing. And so we have the same comparable percentages for the uninsured in the United States already as the insured do in Canada. And to say that the lack of insurance that's causing the problem is really not a good look at the data.
Well, I mean, I certainly, because I'm not the greatest enthusiast for mammograms, because I think that sometimes it actually, the more radiation you get, the more cancer you get. But we won't debate that issue.
Oh, certainly. I'm not a medical doctor, and I'll leave that up to those who are there. But mammograms are one of those preventative tests that people do list as being life-saving and necessary and why we need to have universal insurance. But I don't honestly think that even if you assume that mammograms are necessary, that having universal insurance will actually lower the cost and increase the access to mammograms. I think if you made mammograms a non-covered service on anybody's insurance policy, at that point the price of mammograms would be driven down instead of up, and you'd find that they'd be more accessible and probably become safer when the individual patient is actually paying for it, as opposed to when an insurance company or some other third party is paying for the service. And I think we're seeing that in all kinds of radiology services, which are being, costs are being driven through the roof, when really, because of competition, they ought to be coming down.
And I think that there's a place for competition in medicine. I wish there weren't, but I think there's a place for it. Now, tell me, how do these programs that you're outlining, or that you're discussing, work? There's some Christian cooperatives. Do people pay their minor health care expenses themselves and minor dental expenses themselves, and then only catastrophic events are covered? How does it work?
Well, there's differences. I'll describe the largest ministry, Samaritan Ministries, which is the one I work for. Samaritan Ministries has a monthly share of $285, and through that we share needs from $300 on up. We have an optional ministry for needs that exceed $100,000. So those individual small needs, those routine maintenance checkups that come up, all of our members take care of at the local level. But those larger needs that start to exceed $300, whether it be a major emergency room visit that's just in and out, or whether it's something long and drawn out like a heart condition or cancer, all of those are the needs that the members share in, but they still have some personal stake in keeping the cost down because of that $300 individual per incident local level amount that we exclude from each individual need.
Okay, fine. So they take care of the first $300. It's like a $300 deductible policy. And that's, is that per person or is that per family per year?
That's actually per person per incident. And I think that's a good balance because it allows each individual to control those routine maintenance care expenses that actually are part of what drives up the cost of health care. But then when those individual burdens get large enough at that point, then we're finding that healthcare expenses are where we need to band together. Because, you know, a $400 or $500 medical need is not something that I can't plan for and figure out a way to adjust my budget to take care of my family. But $4,000 or $5,000 starts to get into a point where it's very difficult for me to adjust. And when you get into the tens and twenties of thousands of dollars, at that point we need a community to band together to help us.
And, of course, the thing is that the way the system is set up, they've intentionally, because of government, run the cost up to ridiculous prices. Actually, if somebody gets a health care bill, a hospital bill, and if you don't have insurance, you go in and you bargain with the hospital, and they'll drop it to get paid. But the average individual doesn't know that. They, of course, are a little reluctant to go in and complain about their hospital bill, and you have to because they pad these bills, I mean, horribly. Don't you find that to be true?
Oh, it certainly is. And in fact, the self-pay patient who is in there uninsured actually will get billed between 3 and 5 times what an insurance company would pay for the same services, and more, even more than that compared to Medicare and Medicaid would reimburse a hospital or doctor for those same services. And so it's the cash patient, those who are uninsured, who are actually getting the worst price in that. And they'll try to write that off if the uninsured person walks away without it. We do have an amount of, you know, in another industry it would be called shrinkage, but in healthcare it's called the uncompensated care, which means that someone comes in and consumes healthcare services and then never pays a dime toward those healthcare services. And certainly that's a problem and we need to address that, but making insurance mandatory is not the best way to address that problem.
And what do you do, what do the various insurance, Christian insurance programs do. Do you negotiate with the hospitals on, you know, these exorbitant charges?
We do negotiate after the fact. We certainly don't have the buying power of a Blue Cross, Blue Shield network. You know, they insure 100 million people. Our members are only 100,000 nationwide between all of our ministries. But we do negotiate discounts as best we can. We average between 20 and 40% depending on the provider.
Sure, man. I think it's so important, ladies and gentlemen. You understand the system is set up to cheat the people, and it is a government system. The government has created this intentionally, knowing full well it was going to get to this point. And first, because of the federal government interference in health care programs, why, of course, we have cost shifting then from the government patients to the insurance patients. Well, they are not going to pay these exorbitant bills, so they negotiate. And then if it's only the uninsured who really get taken advantage of and who go bankrupt because this fraudulent system that the government created, a system that was doomed to failure from the very beginning. They knew that. That's how they were going to bring in their socialized medicine, and they're going to get away with it today. Well, how do things look, James? You think they're going to be able to get this thing through?
They're going to pass something. Exactly how soon they're going to pass it and exactly what's going to look like still is yet to be determined because there are a few key senators who are going to be swing votes to get something through the United States Senate. You know, there's a couple senators who are up for re-election who are pro-life Democrats and are going to have tough election runs coming up in 2010. And so it's going to be a very difficult road. And then, of course, the Stupak Amendment in the House, which is the pro-life amendment that barely got the bill through. You know, there are only 3 votes needed to swing the vote the other direction. That's going to be a naughty thing when it comes back because there are several Democrats who are pro-choice who have said they won't vote for it again in its current form. And so we're still going to have these battles that are going to be fought out after the conference committee, exactly what language is going to remain and who's going to stick to their guns on their principles and who's going to vote for the bill because, well, we need to pass something. And so they're working really hard to get something passed this year. I was surprised the Senate decided to work through the weekend. which means that they are succumbing to some of the pressure from the White House to get something to the president's desk before Christmas. And that's certainly the timetable that I would expect they're going to try to work on as best they can. But they do have to put together something that will keep the entire Democratic and Independent caucus together, because the Republicans will filibuster, and if they can get just one Democrat to join them, then at that point they can keep the bill hostage and keep it from passing at all.
But, I mean, certainly the Democratic administration is bribing the senators. There's one congresswoman admitted, she said, I didn't sell my vote for $100 million. I sold it for $300 million. And she was talking about her vote to proceed as far as the debate on the Senate floor. Isn't such, selling your vote to the administration, isn't that immoral, illegal, and shouldn't there be criminal activity? She openly admitted it.
Well, certainly we can talk about that after the break. I do have some thoughts
break. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a corrupt administration. We got a corrupt system, both Democrat and Republican.
For highly technical writing, Avery Enterprises reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the road. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Avery Enterprises. Learn more. Visit AveryEnterprises.net. That's AveryEnterprises.net. When it's too technical for a tech writer to do, contact Avery Enterprises, your home for highly technical writing. They thank you for driving responsibly. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Wildburst Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wildburst Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wildburst Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season. Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Mr. Lansbury, before we go on and he answers the question I asked, why, would you like to get out your telephone number, website, anything else that, dealing with the organizations you represent?
Well, certainly. You can find us online at www.SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. Or you can reach us by telephone at 888-268-4377. That's 888, the number 2, others.
Two other?
Others.
Others. Okay, fine. All right, fine. And then 888, two others. All right, that's not too hard to remember. All right, fine. Well, of course, certainly as far as this whole situation is concerned, you know, we have a system that obviously is failing. But I was asking about this concept of simply buying votes. I mean, it's what they're doing. They're not giving the senators $100 million or $200 million or $300 million themselves. They're just giving them money to spend in their district to buy votes. Isn't that an immoral process?
Well, I certainly would agree that particular process of trying to put together a political coalition is, at its base, immoral. But I don't think the fault lies at the feet of the administration or at the feet of the United States Congress in this case, but at the feet of the electorate. You know, we continue to vote as an electorate generally, not me personally, and probably not you, Dr. Monteith, but we as an electorate continue to vote based on the amount of money that our congressman or our senator are able to bring back to their state or congressional district. You know, we're fond of calling things pork when they get passed as a part of a big entitlement bill or such, but then when our congressman or senator does it, it's not pork, it's bringing home the bacon. And so we need to really switch our mindset of how we look at what the government is supposed to be doing in order to affect that kind of an ethical reform. We need to actually look at what we want our senators to be doing and whether or not we want to keep the funds in our district locally before they go away to the federal government as a part of the tax base, or whether this is really what we're sending people to do. And I think that that's certainly a major issue of electoral reform that we need to seek, but that needs to be sought at the hands of the voters who are voting in an informed way and saying, look, we want the government to have less control over our lives, so we want to send you out there to not send money back or control back, but we want to send you out there to protect those freedoms that are outlined in the Bill of Rights, to protect those limits that are placed on government in the Constitution. And that's what we're sending you there to do, not to bring home more government funds than we've paid in.
Amen to that. And of course, it's really getting back to the Constitution. What we need to do is get people to understand the Constitution and how this is constantly being negated, being ignored, being flaunted back in Washington, D.C., and most of what goes on there is in violation of the very Constitution, which is still the foundation of our form of government. Well, I remember here at the station, if you have a question for Mr. Lansbury, is 1-877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. If you have a question, certainly about the Obama health care bill, I call it the Kevorkian health care bill because it's designed to limit access to health care for the elderly. And President Obama said, I cannot get federal spending under control unless I can bring Medicare spending under control. He's absolutely right. Of course, nobody in media, nobody in government will tell you that Medicare is a Ponzi scheme and it's putting out more money today than it's taking in, because almost 20% of our population, somewhere a true figure about 22%, unemployment, that's the huge six figure, that's the underemployed, the non-employed have given up looking for work, and of course the unemployed. So they have the U2, they have the U6, that's the U6 number, the true one. They admit openly it's 17%, but Mr. Williams of Shadow Statistics has said that the real figure is 22%. Well, when you get that many people not paying into Medicare, why, the Ponzi scheme collapses. The Ponzi scheme has collapsed. That's why they have to get this through, because, of course, they had to go to the trust fund to start pulling money out of the trust fund. And when they went to the trust fund, what did they find? Why, there wasn't any money, just an IOU. So now they're having to borrow money from China to pay for your Medicare costs. So who do we have calling in? Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
I have a question for
Mr. Lansbury.
I'm interested in what he has to say about his program and others like it. My question is, is the program he works with or others that he knows about have an upper age limit? And the reason I ask is that about 10 years ago or so, I called, I heard a phone number for one of these, that kind of program amongst Christians, and I called and was on the point of applying to join, and the man very sneeringly said to me, "No, you're too old. This is just for younger families." So I wonder if Mr. Lansbury can tell me if there's an upper age limit for his program.
Well, there certainly may have been in some of the programs, and I believe that one of the ministries, Christian Care Ministries, has an age limit of 65 that you, once you're over 65, you can't join. But Samaritan Ministries, which is our largest ministry, has no age limit whatsoever. We have a significant number of members who are over 65, many members between, from 50 and up, and we try to provide a charitable option for those members to be giving to one another within that. But our largest ministry, Samaritan Ministries, has no age limits whatsoever. I can't speak to all the specifics of the other ministries because
That's really very good to know because I have wondered since then just how that worked with all of these different these groups, and so that's of comfort because there are a lot of us older people who could certainly benefit from such a program. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Thank you.
I think that's a very important question. Do you prorate the people? In other words, I'm 80 years old. I'm fairly healthy, considering everything. You certainly can't take somebody in who's 80 years old at the same rate that you would somebody who's 25 years old. Do you have any age-related rating?
With Samaritan Ministries, we have one share for all of our members. We do have a lowered share amount for members who are 25 and under, if the head of household is 25 or under. And we do have a seasoned members discount that for our senior citizens who are 65 and over, they actually pay $30 less a month because we find that we want to honor those to whom honor is due, and we're not finding that to backfire on us at this point in time. So surprisingly, we are able to offer an even better monthly share for our senior members.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the roads. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources. LandGuard LLC, working for a safer and healthier community. For information, visit LandGuardAccounting.com. LandGuardAccounting.com. And thank you for driving responsibly.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Mr. James Lansbury, and of course our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. And I mean, I've always known about these organizations. Certainly, I have Medicare at the present time, but I'll tell you what, we all may need alternatives, because Medicare is going to have to ration access to health care. Since it's a Ponzi scheme, they put Mr. Madoff into prison for running a Ponzi scheme. Our senators, our congressmen run Ponzi schemes all the time, which is what Social Security is, what Medicare is, what FDIC is, and of course they're all out of money. The whole system is crumbling, and of course the Christian alternative is by far a better alternative. James, you find that the people who belong to these groups, well, you have to be a Christian to belong. I said, and you find the people who belong to these groups are really concerned about limiting access to health care, and certainly avoid excessive health care, and stress the importance of preventative care?
Well, certainly I believe that any patient-centered model produces a higher level of personal responsibility in the individual patient. And by patient-centered model, what I mean is a model of health care where the patient is in complete control over his decisions and actually sees the costs so he can make good cost-effective, cost-benefit analyses. And both health savings accounts and healthcare sharing ministries are large ways that patients can do that while still having some kind of a backstop for those major catastrophic events that do hit some of us in some way or form. And so we find that our members tend to be a little more responsible in their consumption of healthcare goods and practice better preventative measures because they have a personal interest in keeping those healthcare costs down, because that first $300 is a part of their responsibility for Samaritan Ministries members.
Do you actually have some sort of an educational program for your people? For instance, I mean, I think people really need to know that the idea of having their daughters vaccinated for something like Gardasil, for the human papilloma virus, $165 a shot, where you did three shots when so many young women have died, have been crippled, or had permanent damage from this. This is a terrible idea medically. But is there any sort of educational program you have for your people?
Well, certainly we try to educate our members as best we can. We send out, with each month's share slip, we send out a full newsletter each month that deals with some health and ethic-related issues as well. We're trying to practice a Christian worldview with our members and trying to instruct them. We are, at some level, an educational ministry. We're trying to provide an opportunity for people to practice and learn a Christian worldview. And part of the way we practice that worldview is by taking care of one another within the community of faith. And so we do try to encourage our members to think carefully about medical decisions. But one of the great things about Samaritan Ministries is that our members continue to have complete freedom of choice over all of their healthcare decisions. They choose their own doctors. They choose their own hospitals. They choose what treatment. We want to encourage them to be informed consumers of healthcare goods and to think carefully about, the drugs they're taking or about what doctors they're using and various maintenance techniques. But those costs are borne partly by the members, and ultimately we're working together to bear those burdens. But the decisions and the analysis belong to the individual patient. I think that makes all the difference in the world when you're trying to come up with a model that will encourage personal responsibility and start to drive costs down and quality up. But the patient has to be in the center of the picture to make that work.
And I think that's vitally important. And so basically what we need are people who will assume personal responsibility and will not accept just everything that the mass media tells them about health care, because certainly so much of this is faulty information. Anyway, James, what are the major points you would like to leave with our listeners this morning? Oh, we're almost out of time.
Certainly. The major point I'd like to leave our listeners with is that patient-centered health care is the way to reform it. We need to put the patient back in the driver's seat. We have, you know, this huge third-party-centric system that is driving up costs and separating the patient from the decision-making process. And if we want to fix it, we really need to put the patient back in the driver's seat. And healthcare sharing ministries like Samaritan Ministries and health savings accounts are a great way to do that. And you can find more about Samaritan Ministries online at SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org.
All right, that's AmericanMinistries.org. And our guest has been Mr. James Lansbury. He feels that something is going to pass, the pressure is on, and they have to do something, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, after all, you know, Medicare has run out of money. And what happens when a Ponzi scheme begins to implode, when you're putting out more than you're taking in? Why, you've got to cut out the amount that you're putting out. That's simply that. And that is why President Obama says, there is no way I can control federal spending unless I can control all the expenditures for Medicare. There's something he's saying that's really true. You're going to get rises in taxes. They're going to fine you and put you in prison if you don't go along with the system. But, of course, eventually down the line, they're going to have to ration access to health care and determine who lives and who dies. And when you see these signs, they saying they want to off grandma, that's absolutely what it's all about. And, of course, why should grandma live when she's no longer a useless individual? And they're looking at what is best for society, not as what's best for the individual. And when they hire somebody like him, like this Dr. Emmanuel, Zeke Emanuel, who says he's the chief advisor to President Obama, who says we've got to do away with the Hippocratic Oath, these high-sounding ideas about being important about our patients, why, I think we should all tremble in terror. Parting thought from you, James, before we let you go.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Monteith. Again, people should pursue these healthcare share ministries as an option. You can find out more at SamaritanMinistries.org. And please do keep an eye on what the Congress is doing and consider how you can encourage your congressman and senator to act in the way of freedom.
Can I reach you at this 1-888-2-OTHERS?
Yes, you can.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much. All right, this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back to wrap the program in a moment.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, this is Dr. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. We're really entering a very, very difficult time for our country. We're probably going to be at war with Iran sometime within the next 6 months. At the latest, I think, a year. I don't like to make predictions, but everything points in that direction. So get your house in order, just in case I am correct, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but understand that there is a master plan that's been laid out long ago. God has a plan. Lucifer and his demons have a plan. And, of course, the elitists who are running the world have a plan. But God's plan is the one that's eventually going to be fulfilled. And if you want to understand how this all fits together, let me once again suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, as we mentioned. We're doing a pre-publication offer. Where you can get this book or daily markets at $12.95. You can get 60 copies for $2.50 each if you buy a case. And this will give you a weapon to use in this battle. I mean, how are you going to reach people and make them know there's a spiritual battle? Well, certainly you can talk to them until you're blue in the face. But if you can get them to read my book, we tell the story that's been suppressed for 6,000 years. But we do it against the backdrop of Agatha Christie's wonderful mystery novel, The Murder on the Orient Express. And we, in a very readable fashion, with poetry and other additions, I believe it's a very important story. The book is in its 10th, or at least 10th printing now. We've got an awful lot of copies out there. But if you'd like to have a weapon to use and to help my ministry, of course, why, of course, you can order a one case of Brotherhood of Darkness at a ridiculous price of $2.50 each, $149.95 plus shipping. And you'll get the book only after we've got our printing. We're doing very well. In fact, we're beginning to make arrangements. We've got probably 10 more openings there for people, and once this offer is closed, it won't be made again for a good long while. So if you'd like to help, if you'd like to have a weapon to use, and you're in a position to do it financially, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, this will allow you to sell the books. You can sell them on eBay. You can sell them on Amazon. In competition with us, we're not worried about competition. We're interested in getting the information out, of course, getting the book reprinted. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get, of course, the CDs of our conference on October 25th, the CDs are available individually or in combination. Certainly we do have the wonderful DVDs by Pastor Billy Crone. There are 10 of them, part one, part two, on the final countdown, and you can begin to see prophecy fulfilled. We're living in truly prophetic times. How do we know the Bible is true? Why? Because the Jews have returned to the Holy Land. That's the key to everything going on today, that and the technology that allows us to establish a cashless society where you neither buy nor sell unless you wear the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, of the next major event in history, I think, is the coming war with America, increasing its exposure there in the Middle East, probably a nuclear war. Terrible things fly ahead, wonderful things fly ahead, Kristen. Please pray for me to do it. for our vision to protect until tomorrow.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional...